Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Ian Marshall, a graduate student in history in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and a teacher at the Vauxhall Primary School. On this day, September 11, 1915, a murder and suicide occurred in Wappins Village, St. James. According to the Agricultural Reporter, the residents of Wappins Village were thrown into a state of consternation when on Saturday night, September 11th, they learned of a brutal murder committed. The murder, it was alleged, seemed to have been carried out on a very flimsy provocation. It seems this concern and argument about the knife, which belonged to the perpetrator, 23 years old James Williams. Williams was overheard telling his spouse, Elise Marshall, who was 21 years old, that if she did not give him his knife, it would be law work. It appears that the couple, both laborers, resided in a house about 60 yards away from the residence of Georgiana Robinson, mother of the murdered woman. According to the newspaper, Robinson was at her house on the night of September 11th and heard cries of murder, which she recognized as her daughter's. She promptly proceeded to the house occupied by the couple, and on entering the property, she observed Marshall lying in bed with her throat slashed. Williams was standing nearby with a closed white-handled razor in his hand. On seeing the gruesome scene, Robinson raised the alarm, whereby Williams put the razor on a small table and subsequently made good his escape. Nothing was seen or heard of Williams until the next morning at 8 o'clock, when James Smith, herdsman at Lancaster Plantation, discovered several articles of clothing on the wall of a well at the plantation. Smith alerted nearby persons, who identified the clothing as the property of the missing fugitive, James Williams. It was then concluded that Williams ended his life by plunging into the 175-foot well after committing the dastardly act. Consequently, the services of a gentleman by the name of Joseph Farley were engaged, and he, upon descending into the depths of the abyss, discovered Williams' dead body, which was removed and taken to the house of Williams' father at Wappins Tenantry. The Agricultural Reporter noted the acting coroner of District D, Mr. K.J. Graves, conducted an inquest later in the day to inquire into the death of Williams and Marshall. Dr. J.D. Allen did a post-mortem on the bodies, and a jury returned the verdict that James Williams did, quote, feloniously, willfully, and of his malice aforethought, kill and murder Marshall, end quote, and then kill himself by jumping down a well.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.